ball is in the air. Tip is up. It's won by Sitka. Here come the Lady Wolves. Carly Ford to the basket. Can't get it to go. Rebound is down to Johnson of Craig. We're underway here at Sitka High. Lady Panthers with the ball. Sitka High taking on Craig tonight in a key conference game. Sitka High playing the defending champions of the 3A Girls Conference here. Craig has the ball. They go right to left here in the first half. Denon has it near side corner. Now comes to her right. Throws it up top for Castle. Castle back to left for Denon. Top of the key now. That's number 14, Johnson. Denon has it near side. Sitka High plays man-to-man here to start. Denon up top for Johnson. 7:20 to go, first quarter. Johnson stops the dribble, throws right for Denon. Denon drives on Fuller, gets to the foul line, stops, throws it inside. There's a shot blocked by Soraya 80. She grabs it, and the Lady Wolves have it. Nice defensive play by the senior center there as she blocks the shot from number 22, Raven Kolakowski. Balls up top for Huddleston, now right for Watson. Inside for Reed. Reed drives. Shot is no good in the lane, but she is fouled. Lady Panthers played a zone defense there to start. And Sitka High found a hole. They got the ball to the sophomore Megan Reed on the baseline. Reed's shot in traffic was no good, but she is fouled and is on the line here to shoot two. Lady Wolves won last night here over Craig, 61-34. Game was tight for about a quarter and a half before the Lady Wolves pulled away. As Reed makes the first, we have a score, 1-0 Sitka now. One more for Reed. Sophomore forward, good score inside for Coach Groovy Bunch. And it's 2-0 now as Reed makes the pair. Sitka High jumps into a full-court zone trap. Ball comes into Castle. Castle in the middle of the floor, loses it, steal by Hunter Huddleston. This is what Sitka does best, pressure defense. Huddleston with the ball now, skip pass for Watson. She's open for three on the far side, skips it back for Huddleston. Huddleston drives baseline, bounces it out for Watson. She'll try the three. Far side, no good off the back rim. And the rebound is down to Kolakowski. Kolakowski out for Denon. Two Denon sisters here in the starting lineup for Craig, both sophomores. Maggie has it now. That's Maggie. Right-handed shot is wild, no good. Rebound down to 80. Maggie and Katie are the Denon sisters for Craig. Watson with a baseball pass ahead. It's picked off by Katie Denon. Three-on-two break for Craig. Denon pulls up at the foul line. Jump shot, no good. Rebound down to 80. That's about the third board already for Soraya. Long pass ahead for Fuller. Fast break by Sitka. Fuller to the hoop, and she got it. Nice pass ahead by Watson to Fuller. Fuller attacked the basket and scored it over on the far side. Another steal by Sitka as Megan Reed kicks it off. Watson takes the ball just in front of the tip circle. Now drives right, guarded by Denon. Up top for Fuller. Fuller bounces it to Watson. Cuts through. Now top of keeper Reed. Reed switches to Huddleston. Huddleston steps into a long two-pointer. No good off the back rim. Rebound is down to Maggie Denon. She'll look to push. 5:35 to play here, first quarter. 4-0 Lady Wolves. They look to go 10-0 in the conference. Top of the key for Castle. Castle now left for Denon. Denon comes to her right, foul line lane. Looking inside for Castle. Passes wild, and it'll go the other way. 5:23 to play here in the first quarter. It's 4-0 Sitka. As the Lady Wolves look to sweep this conference series with Craig and move to 10-0 on the season. Lady Wolves have been impressive here in 2012. They're 18-3 overall, 9-0 in the conference. Sydney Riggs into the game for Sitka. She has it near side. Lady Wolves go left to right. Now Watson skips it back for Fuller. Fuller over on the far side in front of the Craig bench. Nearly lost it, and Denon hustling after it. The official Gary McCarty looking for help. Watson didn't see it, so McCarty's going to call a jump ball. It was out of bounds off Denon. Official Gary McCarty didn't see it. Neither did Watson, so they call a jump. The possession arrow is going to give the ball to Craig. No bad break there for the Lady Wolves. They lead 4-0. 5:06 to play first quarter. Lady Wolves in their home white jersey. Blue numerals, red trim. Craig wears green, yellow numerals with white trim. Johnson to inbound from the far corner. Nearly stolen, but it comes down to Castle. Another break there for Craig. Castle pushes ahead, trying to get it into the lane for Kolakowski. It's out of bounds. I think that's off Riggs' foot. But they're going to call it off Craig. So it's a little bit of a makeup call there as the ball goes back to Sitka High. 4:59 to play in the first. It's 4-0, Lady Wolves. Craig shows full court pressure here. Megan Reed with a long pass ahead to Soraya. Soraya to Fuller. Fuller to the lane, and she's blocked. Denon got a hand on that shot. That's Katie Denon. And here comes Craig. Castle looks to push up the near side. Gets across half court. rinked and wafted in the area. And Castle throws it away, but there's a scramble on the floor for it. Craig comes down with it. Johnson has the top of the key. Johnson dribbles out towards half court. Calls out a play. Gives it up to Denon. Denon to the foul line. Pull up jumper. Got it. Craig's on the board. They jump into full court pressure. 4-2 Sitka. Long pass ahead for Fuller. Fuller can't handle it. And Strickland's out of bounds. Not sure if a Craig player got a hand on it, and apparently not. Well, it's going to go back to the Lady Panthers here with 4:22 to play in the first. 4-2. Sitka on top. Lady Panthers coming to this one 6-3 in the conference. Looking to salvage a split, possibly hold on to that 2 seed as the Region 5 tournament is fast approaching. That's February 29th down in Ketchikan. Lady Panthers with the ball. Johnson at the top of the key working on Reed. It's the same with man-to-man here. Johnson nearly traveled. Now the pass is tipped away by Sydney Riggs, but Johnson goes after it and corrals it for Craig. And now it's stolen by Megan Reed. Here comes Reed on the near side. Reed had nowhere to go with it. She wisely bounced it off Johnson. Riggs was in the play, but Reed didn't really have an angle to get it to her. And Reed just kind of threw it off the Craig player. It goes out of bounds. It'll stay here with Sitka High. 3:55 to go, first quarter. As Kelsey Kubik, the senior, checks into the game. Kubik's had a good season for Sitka. Good shooter from the outside. Sitka High teams can do a lot of things, teach you a lot of different ways. They have the ball now here, leading 4-2. Sid Riggs at the top of the key. Craig playing a little, what looks like to me like a 2-1-2 zone. Kendall Phippen is sophomore into the game over on the far side. Gives it back to Riggs. Riggs right for Wofford. Wofford high post for 80. She draws a double. Gives it over to Riggs. Riggs to Phippen. She steps in for a long two. That's no good off the back rim. Rebound down to Sitka High. Lady Wolves doing a good job on the board thus far. Riggs has it at the top of the key. Throws it left for Phippen. Phippen bounces to the face left for Kubik. Kubik attacks the basket. Score. Kelsey Kubik has some big games for Coach Rick's group of squads this year. He gets the bucket there. 6-2 Sitka. Nearly another turnover by Craig. Tipped out of bounds by Riggs. Riggs is an active defender, just a freshman. Had a pretty standout freshman athletic season so far. Riggs was a 3A Region 5 cross-country champion. And stepped in here as a sixth man for this undefeated Sitka High team. 6-2 they lead. Craig with the ball. Castle loses it. It's on the floor. 80's after it. And we get a jump ball call. So that's going to give it back to Sitka. And the Lady Wolves very active on the defensive end here to start this one. Contesting every pass. Getting their hands on more than a few. 3:09 to play first quarter. Sitka breaks the press. Here comes Riggs. Riggs to the foul line for the lane. Hands it off for Phippen. Phippen out to Wofford. Wofford drives from the wing. Wofford takes contact from Kolakowski. Loses the ball out of bounds. No call. And the ball will go back to Craig there on the turnover by Katina Wofford, senior guard for Sitka High. Wofford heads to the bench. And we get Sophie Moudry in. The Sitka High team is 9 players deep, and they can all play. And nearly steal by Kubik. A quick whistle comes in there. There was a signal, a jump ball. Kubik just safely ripped the ball away from the Craig player that time, but the officials come in with the whistle and bail him out. So a jump ball is the call. It'll go back to Craig. 2:58 to go here in the first. 6-2. The ball comes into Kolakowski. No subs yet for Craig. They've stuck with their 5 players. And Sitka High is pretty tough on you. If you're not deep, they're going to wear you down. There's Johnson with a short jumper from the far side for about 10 feet. And it's 6-4, so Craig hanging around here in the early going. Here's Stiffen ahead quickly for Sitka. Top of the key now for Kubik. Steps in for 3. Got it! Kubik has 5 points off the bench. 9-4 Sitka. There's a steal by Kubik. But a timeout. The Craig coach, Vanessa Jane, awarded a timeout there. Kubik was about to score another layup. We've got a 30-second timeout, so we will send it back to the studio for 30 seconds here on KRBD.
Tune in to KRBD weekdays at 5:20 p.m. for the KRBD Evening Report. We'll fill you in during the drive home on the latest local and regional news, information you need to know, in depth and in detail. The KRBD Evening Report. Listen for it right here on your community radio station, KRBD Ketchikan.
It's the brave. Timberwolves basketball on
Back to you, Craig.
And we're back here at Sitka High, 2:27 to go, first quarter. Lady Wolves up 9-4 on Craig. The Craig Lady Panthers is defending champions in the 3A Reach 5 conference. Sitka shows full court pressure here. Craig to inbound from the baseline, comes in to Castle. Castle tracks down the long pass. Castle to the lane is ripped away by 80. Castle wanted a foul call. None is forthcoming, but there's a steal by Denon. Took it away from Kubik, and she scores. Maggie Denon, so Craig hanging around here. It's 9-5. Try 80s across half court for Sitka. Throws it to the middle of the floor for Riggs. Riggs couldn't handle the pass, and Craig has it. So another turnover by the Lady Wolves. As a little bit of a sloppy stretch here for this Sitka High team. 2:01 to play first quarter. They lead 9-6. Craig with the ball. Castle at the top of the key. Castle now throws it to Kolakowski. Kolakowski near side has it stolen away by Kubik. Gives it up to Mudry. Mudry looks to push. Mudry coming up the middle of the floor, working on Denon. Mudry gets by to the center, and Denon whistled for a reach-in. Number 11, Maggie Denon. .139 to play here in the first quarter. It's the first foul on Denon. Second on Craig. Sitka High does not have a foul yet. This first quarter is flowing right by. Get some subs into the game. Hunter Huddleston's back out there, as is Katina Watson. Megan Reed comes on now. So it's Watson, Sippins, Huddleston, Kubik, and Reed for Sitka High. Castle's out there with Denon Johnson and number 23, Mary Yates. Who's into the game for Craig. First sub of the ball game is Yates for Craig. Fuller has it near side for Sitka. Now back to Watson. Watson to the right for Fuller. Fuller up top for Huddleston. Huddleston left for Kubik. Kubik bounces to the baseline for Watson. Now to the top of the key for Huddleston. She thought about the jumper, pulled it down, gave it up to Fuller. Fuller here near side, working on Denon, throws it left for Huddleston. Huddleston double teamed to the top, gives it up to Kubik. Kubik looks to drive, pull up jumper off the glass, shot no good. Rebound. Yates had a chance for it, but Kubik rips it away. Now Kubik gets it back. Long jumper from the far side is no good. Rebound down to Denon. That's Maggie Denon for Craig, and she throws it up to her sister, Katie. Katie now to Johnson. To Yates. Yates thought about the jumper. Give it back to Denon. Denon fakes the three. Gives it up to Castle. Castle falls fake on the drive. Right-hander. Shot is no good, but Castle is fouled. I think it was Watson. And Melissa Castle will head to the line for two shots. Castle has signed on to play at UAA next year. Castle was a big part of that Region 5 champion Craig team last year. She was a junior last year, combined with Liz Isaac, the center, and Melissa Owen, the guard, to form a really tough threesome that led Craig to a 12-0 season a year ago, and they went right to that Region 5 title. As Castle makes one of two, it's 9-7. I said, Craig's hanging around here. Sitka High controlled the action for the most part here in this first quarter. They're only up two. Megan Reed shot from the foul line. That's no good. Kubik battling for the rebound, but it's taken by Denon. And here come the Lady Panthers. Denon to Denon. She's over on the far side. That's Maggie. Now throws it back to Katie. 20 seconds to play here in the first. And the pass from Denon to Johnson. Too hot to handle. And it goes out of bounds back to Sitka High. 18.5 seconds on the clock here. Lady Wolves with a chance to add to their lead. Ball comes into Huddleston. Huddleston comes up the near side, double team, but does get it ahead to Watson. Watson trying to get it to Reed, but it's out of bounds off the gate. 10.5 seconds to go. Sitka still with the ball. The inbound here from the near side corner on the baseline. Tough spot for the inbound. Watson is literally in the corner. And she skips it over for Kubik. Kubik's open, far side corner for three. Missed everything. Megan Reed there for the offensive court. Putback is no good. And the rebound down to Denon. 3 seconds to go. Denon to Castle. Castle, baseball shot. And that is no good. So after the first quarter here at Sitka High, Lady Wolves 9, Lady Panthers 7. Craig hanging around. We'll send it back to the studio for a 60-second break here on KRBD in Ketchikan. KIFW, 12:30 a.m. in Sitka.
To you in part by Petro Marine Services.
big supporters of all the coaches, players, and managers who helped make the high school basketball season one of the most exciting times of the year for all of us fans. Petro Marine Services, Alaska owned and operated since 1959. Support for this Lady Panther basketball broadcast comes from Papa's Pizza, offering dine-in, take-out, and delivery of pizza, appetizers, salads, sandwiches, and Cascade Glacier ice cream. Open 11 until 8 weeknights and 11 until 9 weekends in the West Wind Plaza. Papa's Pizza, a slice of the last frontier. 826-2244. Underwriting support is provided by The Clothes Company. Open 7 days a week, 10 a.m. to 6 p.m. Monday through Saturday, and noon to 4 p.m. on Sundays. Located in the West Wind Plaza. Wishing the Lady Panthers the best of luck. Go Lady Panthers!
Right, we're at 5, 4, 3, 2, 1. Back to you, Craig.
We're here at 6 to high, start of the second quarter. Lady Wolves with the ball. They go left to right. They're up by a bucket, 9-7. Tina Watson double-teamed over on the far side. The Denon sisters had her trapped, and they tip it out of bounds. Ball will stay with it. Watson, the inbound is just in front of the Craig bench. Gets it over for Fuller. Fuller, Huddleston, Watson, ADN, Reed to start here for Sitka. Huddleston working on Denon. Craig looking to trap up top now. Reed has it, throws it to Watson. Watson, three-pointer, got it. 12-7 on the screen by Katina Watson. She nailed it from the near side corner. And they jump into full court pressure. Craig breaks it to Nons ahead over on the far side. At the elbow, pull-up jumper is no good. And a lack of communication there as Katina Watson had a good shot at the rebound, but Soraya 80 went after it. Tipped out of bounds by 80, so they'll stay with Craig. 7:24 to go here in the second quarter. Ball comes into Denon at the top of the gate. She's all got a drive now towards the left for Gates. Gates to the left for Castle. Three-pointer. That one's no good. Just missed off the back rim. Got her own rebound. Drives it and scores. Castle. Watch out for her. She can heat up in a hurry. 12-9. Fisher lead. Huddleston goes by a couple defenders on the far side. Huddleston to the foul line. To the lane. Right-hander. Shot no good. And the rebound down to Castle. So a nice aggressive play by Hunter Huddleston that time. Just couldn't finish in the lane. And Craig goes the other way. Castle in the jump circle, now left for Denon, Denon to Yates. Yates steps in for a long two, that one's no good. But Johnson tracks it down for Craig. Top of the key, comes all the way around to Denon in the near corner. Gives it up for Johnson. Johnson over to Yates. Gets to high save, it's man-to-man. Yates drives on 80. Yates, the bounce pass to Castle. Castle can't get it to go, she had a great look in the lane. And Huddleston loses the ball. Huddleston was looking to push up the far sideline and lost it out of bounds. Another turnover for the Lady Wolves here. 6:29 to play second quarter. 12-9 to the lead. Sitka looking to inch towards that Region 5 regular season title. They're 9-0 right now, looking to make it 10. Here's Yates working on Riggs. Gives it up for Denon. Denon gets cut off by Reed. Now out to Johnson. Nearly stolen by Kubik, but Yates tracks it down. Craig still with the ball here at 12-9, 6:15 to go in the second. Castle dribbling up top. Calling out a play with her left hand. Now bounces it right for Denon. Denon drives to the elbow. Skips it over to Yates. Yates up top to Denon. That's Maggie. Driving. Still dribbling. Now throws it over to her sister. Denon with the ball. Gets by Watson. Cut off by Reed on the outside. Castle wide open in the lane, and she scored it. Good pass by Denon. As Reed came over to help, Castle was wide open and scored it. That's four straight points for Castle, and it's 12-11. There's a turnover by Sitka as Craig, giving the Lady Wolves some problems here with their pressure defense. 12-11. Sitka up by just a point here. There's Craig with the basketball. This is a tough, athletic Craig team. Denon throws it ahead for Yates, and Yates is fouled by Reed. Reed tried to go for the steal and plowed into Yates, knocked her over. Craig with the basketball. 5:38 to play here in the second quarter. It's 12-11. Sitka on top. Lady Wolves have not trailed in this one. Craig with the chance to take the lead right here. Denon with it. That's Maggie over there on the far side. Now Castle on the baseline. Jumper is no good. And another offensive board for Craig as it tipped out of bounds. Riggs hustled after it, but tipped it out of bounds. So the ball will stay with the Lady Panthers. They try to take the lead here for the first time. 5:22 to go in the second. Ball's up top for Denon. Denon drives right, gives it up for Johnson. Jumper from the baseline. No good. Rebound down to Riggs. She lifts the push. Comes up the middle of the court. Now over on the far side. Hit by a couple of defenders. Riggs hands it off to Watson. Watson comes right. Now skips it to Pippen. Pippen back to Watson. Watson at the top of the key. Craig playing very high. Pippen has it now at the top. Nearly lost it to Denon. Pippen now throws it right to Kubik. Kubik inside for 80. She draws the crowd. Gives it over to cutting Riggs. Riggs lays it up and in. Good pass by Soraya 80. Pippen needed that bucket. It was 80 to Riggs. 80 threw three defenders in the lane that time. Riggs was wide open on the backside. Good job by Soraya to find her. 4:40 to go here in the second quarter. 14-11. Sitka up. Denon to the lane. Little jumpers, no good. And Soraya 80 there for the rebound. 80 dribbles it out herself. Now ahead to Kubik. Kubik to Riggs. Good job by Craig getting back. Pass nearly stolen at the top by Craig. Sitka has it. Kubik for three. Far side. Shot no good. And the rebound is out of bounds off the Lady Panthers. It will stay with Sitka. 4:16 to play in the second. 14-11. Craig hanging around in this ballgame. Similar to what we saw last night. Lady Wolves are up just 9 at the half. Went on to win big, 61-34. High post for 80. Now Pippen. She steps into a long two-pointer. Missed everything. The rebound down to Castle. Here come the Lady Panthers. Denon quickly up the near side. Gets cut off by Riggs. Now throws it back to Castle. Castle to the left. 48. Now back up top for Katie Denon. Castle guarded by Pippen. Trying to get it back to Yates. That's a sloppy pass, and it's out of bounds. So an unforced error there, so to speak, by the Lady Panthers. And the ball goes back to Sitka High. 3:47 to go here in the second quarter. 14-11, Sitka on top. They're up by three. For pressure from Craig. Huddleston goes by a defender, now bounces to Pippen. Pippen looks to drive, gets to the lane. Right-hander's up and in. Nice play by Kendall Pippen. The 16-11, Sitka High lead is back to 5. 3:30 to go now in the second quarter. Denon nearly lost the ball. Riggs dove after, but she got it back. Katie over to Maggie. Maggie thought about driving, now skips it over to Castle. Castle to the lane. Shot no good as 80 was there with the pressure. And the ball comes the other way, but they whistle Huddleston for a walk. So the traveling violation on Hunter Huddleston is going to give the ball back to Craig. Coach Krupa telling his girls to settle down. 3:16 to go here in the second, 16-11. Ball comes into Katie Denon. She has the ball here on her hip, puts the dribble down with the left hand, now throws it left for Maggie. Now to Castle. Castle working on Pippen, gets a big kick from Johnson. Castle to lane is blocked by Soraya 80. But they whistle a foul, so it goes to the line. 80 looked like she got the ball clean. Maybe they whistled her with the body. That's the first personal on Soraya, third foul on the Lady Wolves. And Castle's going to go to the line for a chance at two shots. Castle had 12 last night to lead Craig. As I said, Castle has signed on to play ball next year at UAA. She will join the Seawolves in Anchorage. Division II basketball up in Anchorage for UAA. Here comes Castle. First one is up and in. Castle probably one of the region's best players. And she makes the second, so 16-13. And here comes just the other way. Moodry's over on the far side. Trying to get it up top. Pass kept away, but Huddleston tracks it down. Huddleston stops the dribble, now throws it left for Moodry. Moodry in the corner, double team. Moodry flips it, loses the ball, and the whistle comes in. So a fortuitous whistle there for Sitka, as Moodry made a good move to split the defenders, but lost the ball. And the ball will stay here with Sitka. 2:45 to go in the second. Lady Wolves up 3, 16-13. Moodry in for Fuller. Fuller dribbling to her right, guarded closely by the Denon sisters. They're trapping up top. Huddleston now. Huddleston throws it left for Fuller. Lady Wolves trying to figure out how to score against this zone. Moudry bounces the baseline for Reed. Reed to the lane for 80. He goes up with the left hand. That's the play they wanted. Got the ball to the baseline to Reed. He bounces right to 80, and 80 scored it. 18-13 as the Lady Wolves match their biggest lead of the night at 5. 2:15 to play in the first half. Katie Ganon with the ball stopping the key. Check the show's going now. Tuttle to now high on Ganon. Ganon throws it to her sister. She's on the far side. Now skips it up top to Castle. Castle working on moves. He throws it left for Yates. Yates for Ganon. It's Katie. Ganon comes right. Gets cut off by Fuller. Now stops the dribble at the three-point line. Throws it to Johnson. Johnson looks right. Spins back and gives it up to Maggie Ganon. Ganon gets right to Castle. Castle tries to drive on Reed. Reed cuts her off. Castle double team. Now ball comes back to Katie Ganon. Now Yates. Near side. It's Johnson. Johnson will drive. Helene's got no good, but she's fouled. So the Lady Panthers patient on that possession. They finally got it to Johnson. She saw some daylight. Went to the lane. Shot no good. She's fouled and will shoot two here with 1:38 to play in the second quarter. Lady Wolves up 18-13. Here's the first from Johnson. That one's going to get off the back rim. One more for Johnson. As Katina Watson checks back into the game. Watson, Moudry, Reed, Fuller, and 80. And Johnson puts the second one up and in. So 18-14 is the Sitka High lead here with 90 seconds plus to play in this first half. Get pass for Fuller. She's over on the far side wing. Now bounces it up top for Moudry. Moudry double teamed by the Ganon sisters. Moudry gets it out for Fuller. Lady Wolves looking to suck some time down here. Now Fuller. High post for 80. 80 carrying to Watson. Watson, three-pointer near side wing. Shot no good. Just missed off the front rim. Try 80 there for the offensive board. Tips it away to Moudry. Lady Wolves have possession. 70 seconds to play here in the second. High post for 80. 80 to a right for Reed. Reed to the baseline, shot no good, tipped away, Moudry's after it. It's out of bounds off Sophie Moudry. The ball goes back to Gray. 60 seconds exactly to go here in this second quarter. Lady Wolves show full court pressure. Panthers to inbound from the sideline. And tipped away by Soraya 80. Castle comes down with it. They're going to get 80 with the push. That's going to be her second. 80 gave Melissa Castle a little bump as she tried to grab that pass. And Coach Group is not going to take any chances here in the final seconds of this second quarter. Soraya is going to sit down with two fouls. 18-14 is the Sitka lead. Break to inbound. Johnson throws it away. Credit the defense of the Lady Wolves. That's what we'll call a coverage stack. And Johnson had nowhere to go. It just kind of lobbed it up. Too much on the pass. It goes out of bounds. So Sitka High with the ball back here. And the official Gary McCarty now coming in saying the ball was tipped. They're trying to figure out where the ball should be. And I think what the official Gary McCarty was saying was that if that ball was not tipped, you go back to where Craig had it. And they do put it over there. So Sitka ball on the far sideline. Watson inbound, throws it in for Fuller. Fuller over in the far corner. Comes right for Watson. Watson to the right for Moudry. Moudry at the top of the key. And she lost it. Maggie Ganon took it away, but Moudry got it back. Sitka High with the ball. Fuller gets it. She has the daylight drive. Shot no good by Carly Fuller. But the senior will head to the line for two as she is fouled. So a little bit of a scrum on the floor there. As Moudry lost the ball, got it back, and finally did come down to Fuller. Fuller drove the baseline. Shot was no good, but she gets fouled. 2-2 here with 44.2 seconds to go in the second quarter. Here's the first from Fuller, and that one's up and in. Sitka High has led by five a couple times here in this first half. That's the biggest lead. We'll see if Fuller can push the margin to six. Bends her knees. Here it comes. And it's no good. Off the back rim, touch the front, fell off. Johnson with the rebound. She's double teamed in trouble. And they whistle a foul. Moudry and Watson were in the area. They had Johnson in a lot of trouble. But the whistle comes in to bail out the Lady Panthers there. Here comes Riggs and Huddleston back into the game. For Sitka, 39.8 to go in the second. Johnson inbound from the baseline. Gets it in for Yates. Yates back to Johnson. Now Johnson shoots it on. Maggie Ganon tipped away by Kubik. Craig gets it back. 30 seconds to go now, and Craig loses it. That's another turnover, 4-5 and 6 of pressure. The ball goes the other way. Let's see if the Lady Wolves play for one shot here. 29.4 to go in the second quarter. They're up 5. Huddleston's double team. Huddleston got away with the travel. Got it to Kubik, but Kubik is going out of bounds. And Craig gets it back. So another turnover by Sidney. Castle has it over on the far side. Castle hits by Fuller. This is the gate. Gates can't get it to go. Wide open in the lane. Kubik heads for Riggs. Riggs brings it back it down. Lays it up and in. 21-14 on the bucket by Riggs. And there's the buzzer. The shot went in. Denon hit one from about half court off the glass, but they're waving it off. The last second shot by Denon is no good. Lady Panthers think it should count. They can't believe it. But the officials are saying no good. I'm just going to make sure. It's the captain, Melissa Castle, coming over here to ask the official, but it did look like it was late. And Craig continues to argue the call. Aggie Denon has the ball. She fired it from just about half court. Might have been on the other side of half court. Banked it in, but the shot was no good. So after two quarters here, it's just a high. Lady Wolves 21. Lady Panthers 14. So it's up by 7. Send it back to the studio for about 9 minutes. Come back here with the second half on KRPG in Ketchikan. 12:30 a.m. KIFW in Ketchikan.
ETSA supports a variety of activities, from scholarships to muffins for moms and donuts for dads to the high school reading incentive program, Strive, and so much more. We need your help. Membership is only $7, and you can sign up at the school. Get involved today, and go Panthers!
This broadcast brought to you in part by Petro Marine Services, big supporters of all the coaches, players, and managers who help make the high school basketball season one of the most exciting times of the year for all of us fans. Petro Marine Services, Alaska owned and operated since 1959. This broadcast is brought to you in part by Silver Bay Seafoods, located in Craig, Alaska, who say good luck to all the players this season.
You're listening to KRBD Ketchikan at 105.3 MHz with translator K296CA Clover Pass, Pond Reef and Ward Cove at 107.1 MHz. Translator K214BD Point Higgins at 90.7 MHz. Translator K211AT Mountain Point and Herring Cove at 90.1 MHz. Translator K269BA Craig at 101.7 MHz. And translators K211AX Klowak, K211AU Thorn Bay, and K211AV Heidelberg all at 90.1 MHz. KRBD. Still your radio home for Southern Southeast Alaska.
This program is made possible through financial support from listeners like you. Thank you to the members of KRBD Ketchikan.
The International House of Pancakes. Whoops. Persons employed by the International House of Radio or its member stations are lucky to be working at all, let alone tying up the office phones trying to play the quiz. Listeners who have won recently should sit on their hands and let someone else have a chance for a change. Number 4, all opinions expressed on What Do You Know are well-reasoned and insightful. Needless to say, they are not those of the International House of Radio, its member stations, or lackeys. Anyone who says otherwise is itching for a fight.
Hanover. Okay, then, there. Let's see those hands. Now, the hands of those of you who want to try your hand at the quiz. It's, yes, I think you had your hand up first there. In the green, you? Yeah? Seems to me you're first. You want to go this way or that way? Whatever's closest for you. I'll just stand here and wait. That's okay. I got plenty of time left in my career. Okay. So what other songs? What do we hear next?
We can play Tequila.
Tequila, yes. Yes, next. Tequila coming up from the Wisconsin Marching Band. Hi, dear. How are you?
I'm pretty good.
And you are?
Becca.
Becca. Just the one name. Becca. Now appearing. Becca. How are you?
I'm doing pretty
well. You said that already.
I did, yeah.
I didn't ask, but
I'm sorry. How are you?
I'm good. Good.
Okay, good.
Student here? You're working?
I work in Milwaukee, actually.
What do you work at?
I work on Wisconsin's flagship, the Dennis Sullivan. Mm-hmm. Yeah? Somebody?
You work on the Wisconsin's flagship?
Yeah, I do. Did you know Wisconsin had a flagship?
No, I didn't know what that is.
I'm not really sure what that means either, but.
Is it a boat of some sort?
It is a boat. It's a three-masted schooner.
Oh, cool. I didn't know we had that. Well, give me one good reason, Becca, you should play this quiz.
Because I work on Wisconsin's flagship.
Got to get something out of that. Okay, come on down here. Right from Wisconsin's flagship schooner, Becca. Ladies and gentlemen, we'll play the What Do You Know quiz. Yes, have a seat there if you would.
Put these on?
If you want to, if you want to hear things.
Oh, good. All right.
I use them for that reason, but I'm always curious as to what's going on the show. And
yeah,
so
it's a good thing to know.
I wear them. Not everyone does, so. Tell me a little more about this flagship, Wisconsin's flagship schooner.
Yeah.
It's a sailing ship, huh?
It's a sailing ship.
Three-masted schooner. Wow.
Yeah.
Where is that at?
Well, we are sort of connected to Discovery World, which is like the Children's Science Museum in Milwaukee.
Oh.
So we're usually docked right outside at the museum on the lake.
So they import children on that ship? Or?
We teach them about freshwater science and maritime history of the Great Lakes.
And where do you sail these kids to?
Mostly just around the harbor, but we go to different places like Manitowoc or around Door County.
Yeah. Do the kids want to go, or are they?
we don't really Shanghai people onto the boat.
Because Manitowoc
so much,
is not for everybody, you know.
Right, it's true. They usually choose, or their parents do, I guess.
Yeah, they go with their parents to Manitowoc, or
their parents usually send them with us.
Oh, I see. So these are kids with special problems.
What?
We need to be put on a schooner and sent up to Manitowoc, up there, basically.
Yeah.
Okay, that's cool. That's very cool. That's a good way to do it, I think. And I'm sure they enjoy that. Is that mine? Yes, it's mine. How long have you been doing this?
I've been working on the boat since November.
What do you do on the boat? You got to lift that and tote that and pull this thing there? And...
Right now we paint a lot of things because, I mean, it's winter, so we're not really sailing.
Yeah.
It's cold.
You're painting it.
Yeah, so we're painting
scraping
it.
The barnacles, I suppose.
Yeah, that kind of thing.
A lot of barnacle work?
Not so many barnacles.
No. Oh. Yeah, what do you get on in Milwaukee Harbor? I'm afraid to ask, actually. Little mollusks. Aren't there mollusks?
Yeah. Mm-hmm. Yeah. But we use like a special kind of.
How do you get a mollusk off your hull?
I.
If that's not too personal.
A lot of scraping.
Yes.
Mostly. Yeah.
Okay. Well, that's really cool. That sounds like a great job.
Yeah.
And so, Becca, someone out there plays along with you. You know how this quiz works?
Mm-hmm.
It's kind of a general knowledge thing. Not trivia. And Jim, how does the person play with Becca?
They grab the telephone and they dial 1-800-942-5669 and answer this qualifying question.
Okay, recycling even one aluminum can could power your flat screen for how long? Does that make sense at all? How would recycling an aluminum can power your flat screen? I don't know. Let's see if we can get an answer here. How close do they have to be, Jim?
Within 6 hours.
Okay, welcome back, Jim. Charlie's on the line here from Ann Arbor. Hey, Charlie.
Hello, I will guess 2 seconds.
I would guess you're wrong, Charlie. That's way low. You'd be surprised how much power you could get just by recycling one aluminum can.
Welcome back to Jim.
Yeah. Okay, bye. Of course, with your latitude, I guess we could have given it to him.
We could have.
Yeah. That doesn't seem fair, though. Hi, this is the faulty line. Oh, okay, that line's faulty. Michael, are you there?
On Tuesday, February 21st, Scott Griffith with the Veterans of Foreign Wars Service Organization will be available at the Ketchikan VFW to meet with and assist local veterans with their VA benefits questions and concerns. For more information, call 907-465-2987. That's Tuesday, February 21st at the Ketchikan VFW from 1 p.m. to 6 p.m.
I don't know.
How about,
or how big the flat screen is. I have no idea.
How about, I'll say, 6 hours.
Within how many, Jim?
6 hours.
Yes, you're right.
Yay. All right.
Okay, because it's 3 hours. 3 hours. And I don't understand how they figured that or what that actually means. Michael, what do you do out there in Lawrence?
I'm a carpenter, contractor.
Are you working now?
Well, not this moment. No, we just got back from soccer games and called in.
Back to you, Craig.
Welcome back to Sitka High. Start of the third quarter, just a couple moments away here. Craig with the ball. Lady Panthers down 7, 21-14, Sitka lead. And the Lady Panthers will go left to right here in the second half. Johnson inbound, pass tipped away by Fuller. And Fuller saves it to Huddleston. Great play by Fuller. Huddleston lays it up and in. Wow. Great play by Colleen Fuller. She tipped the pass, chased it down on the sideline. Dished it to Huddleston, who scored. And Sitka has their biggest lead of the night. They are up 9 at 23-14. Sitka led by 5. 5 different times in that first half. He finally took a 7-point lead right at the end. Sidney Riggs scoring with about 3 seconds to go. Katie Denon banked in a 3 at half court at the buzzer. And it was close. I thought it was after. And the officials did wave it off. The Craig Lady Panthers argued the call. Captain Melissa Castle went over to talk to the officials about it. The Craig Lady Panthers were upset about the call. They thought those 3 points should have counted. But they did not get their way. 7:18 to play in the third quarter now. Sitka High has the ball back off of Craig turnover. Watson up the top of the key. Watson throws it left for 80. 80 inside for Reed, and the pass is stolen by Castle. Gives it up to Katie Denon. Denon looks to push up the near side. It's Denon, Castle, Johnson, and Stolakowski for Craig. Huddleston, Fuller, Watson, 80, and Reed for Sitka. Craig with the ball down by 9. Johnson throws it up top to Katie Denon. Sitka playing 2-3. Johnson again. This time to Maggie Denon. Denon to the 3-point line, gives it up to Johnson. Johnson ball fake. Now Castle has it. Castle will shoot a 3. Shot is no good, and Soraya Ade corrals the board. Ade must have 6 or 7 boards already here tonight. Huddleston is the top of the key, throws it left for Reed, now Fuller. Fuller steps into a long 2 from the near side corner off the front rim. Rebound down to 80. 80 out to Watson. Watson drives. Right hander in the lane. Rolls off out of the jar. And there's Soraya with another rebound. The putback is up and in, and she fouls. So Sitka High threatening to pull away a little bit here as they go up by 11. Biggest lead of the night. First time they're in double digits. Soraya 80 having a good game. Must have at least 7 or 8 boards. 2 on that possession alone. And Soraya at the line here with a shot at 3 points, the old-fashioned way. It was 21-14 at the half, and the Lady Wolves have scored the first 4 points. Start the third quarter. Here comes 80 from the line. And it's up and in. So 3-point play by Soraya. 80 has the Wolves up 12. 26-14, this was kind of the story last night. But the Lady Wolves pulled away in the third quarter. There's a steal by Sitka. Huddleston coming hard the other way. Huddleston gets cut off on the baseline, bounces it out for Reed. Reed to a right for Fuller. Fuller thought about the long 2, drives instead, goes by a couple defenders. Bank shot is no good. Rebound down to Castle. Castle being hawked by Huddleston as she comes up the floor on the far side. Castle loses it, but it comes down to Maggie Denon. 5:40 to play here in the third quarter. Denon up at the top on the Wolf emblem. Crosses over. Gets cut off, now throws it right to Castle. Castle trying to get by Reed. Castle to the hoop, blocked by Soraya 80, and the ball is down to Fuller. So the Wolves have done a good job on Castle so far here tonight. Long pass ahead for Fuller. She's in the front court. Fuller to the lane. Pull up jumper. It's good off the glass. Nobody stopped the ball. Fuller took that pass near half court. Drove it down, drove it, and pulled up for about 8 feet and hit. We've got a timeout on the floor here. With 5:15 to go in the third quarter, Crystal High is up 28-14 as they scored 7 straight points to start the third. Send it back to the studio for about 30 seconds here on KRBB and KISW 1230 AM in Pittsburgh.
Are you ready for lush harmonies and sweet spellbinding arrangements? Moira Smiley and Voco bring their captivating performance to Ketchikan on Saturday, March 3rd, 7:30 p.m. at the Saxman Tribal House. A perfectly balanced a cappella trio gussied up with cello, percussion, and hot arrangements are guaranteed to have you stomping your feet. Tickets and info from the Arts Council, 225-2211 or ketchikanarts.org.
Craig.
5:15 to play here in the third quarter. Lady Wolves have opened up a 14-point lead. They're doubling up, Craig, here, 28-14. And they have started this third quarter on a 7-0 run. Both teams coming out of the timeout here. It will be Craig basketball. Lady Panthers will inbound from the baseline. They've got to go the full length of the court, and Sitka High falls back into a half-court defensive set. Ball comes into Katie Denon. She trots it across half-court. Lady Wolves show man-to-man here. Pardon me, they're back in the 2-3 zone. Castle has it over on the far side, comes to the elbow, now bounces it right for Gates into the game. Gates to Katie Denon. Denon takes the dribble towards the half, towards the top of the key. Tried to skip it to her sister. Ball tipped out of bounds by Fuller. Very active defensively for the Lady Wolves here tonight. What they do, that's their signature, pressure defense. And whoever the five players on the court are for Sitka at any given time, they can all score. All 9 of Sitka's players can contribute. Ball comes into Katie Denon. Skips it over to Castle here near side. Castle draws the crowd. Castle drives baseline, gets cut off by 80 in the lane. Now kicks it out to Katie Denon. Denon drives it, throws it to Gates. Gates long two-pointers, no good. And the long rebound is chased down by Fuller. Katie Denon went after it, but it's out of bounds off Craig. Ball back to Sitka, 4:37 to go here in the third quarter. As Craig shows a little full-court pressure, ball comes into 80. 80 now to Riggs, taken away by Johnson. Johnson couldn't control it, so it goes out of bounds. Ball will stay with Sitka. Craig is a pretty athletic team. You can see why they came into this game 6-3 in the conference. It's just a little too much for the Lady Panthers. Ball goes into the post. They're I-80. Gives it over to Reed. Reed lost the handle. Here come the Lady Panthers. Maggie Denon pushes it across half court for Craig. Now throws it right to her sister. She pulls up her long two. Shot is no good. Rebound in the open lane. It's grabbed by 80. 80 pushing towards 10 rebounds here. And Watson walks it up for Sitka. Looks over towards Coach Gouffeau. They're looking at double. Craig playing very high. Megan Reed's open for 3 on the near side. Shot's no good, and the rebound down to Denon. Craig's playing kind of like a 3-2 as they're looking to trap up top. Denon and Castle playing catch up top now. Castle drives it into the lane for Gates. Gates to Denon. Denon pull-up jumper is no good. Rolled around and dropped off. But she tracks down her own rebound. Hustle play there by Katie Denon. Gets it to Castle. Castle in the lane. Goes up over 80. Block. Castle denied by Dry 80. Watson pushes hard up the near side. Gets cut off. And Denon whistles for a reach-in. It's a very aggressive Craig team. They like the pressure. They like to play a similar style of Sitka. I think the difference is that Craig only goes 6 deep, whereas Sitka goes 9. I just don't think Craig can play this style of game with Sitka. Don't have the horses. Sydney Riggs has the ball in the tipped circle for Sitka. Now left for Mudry. Mudry drives it to the top of the key. Draws a double team. Mudry in trouble. And she throws it out of bounds. Trying to get it to Fuller. So Mudry looks over to Coach Krupa. Coach Krupa telling his girls everything's all right. They're up 14 here, 28-14, 3:20 to go, third quarter. Denon has the ball at the top of the key, now left to Castle. Castle gets it back to Katie Denon. Castle cuts the lane, doesn't get it. Denon still has it. Denon working on Mudry, goes by her, gets cut off. Good help side defense by Sitka High. Pass over to Yates. Yates near side, now to Johnson. Johnson to Denon. And on to Castle. Castle, three-pointer. Got it. That's pretty much the only way the Sharks can get back into this ballgame is if Melissa Castle catches fire. Nails a three that time. It's 28-17. Sydney Riggs drives on the other end. Shot is no good from the baseline. Riggs went by the defender and put up a little runner, almost like a baby hook shot. Shot was no good. Rebound down to Craig, and a foul comes in on Sitka. It goes against her I-80. That's number three, the first foul of the half on the Lady Wolves. 2:40 to play here in the third quarter. 28-17, Sitka's on top. Lead is down to 11 on a three-pointer by Melissa Castle. Up top for Yates. Yates now left for Maggie Benon. Benon comes right. Now gets it back to Castle. Castle working on Moudry. Castle skips it back to Katie Benon. Benon's over on the far side of the wing. Stops the dribble, gives it up to Yates. Yates to Castle. Can't leave her open. Castle hits another three. Look out. She's on the row by Castle. She was open on the wing, and the lead is down to 8. 6 straight points for Castle. It's a 6-0 run all by Castle. You got to watch out for her. She's a streaky scorer. 28-20. It's up 8. Top of the key for Huddleston. Huddleston high post for 80. 80 out to Pippen. Pippen looks to drive. Gets cut off. Double team now. Bounces it back to Huddleston. Huddleston left for Kubik. Kubik to Moudry. Moudry near side corner. She's double team. Moudry goes baseline. Bounces it to Pippen. Pippen tries to drive, but it goes out of bounds off her foot. So the ball back to Craig. Craig is on a 6-0 run. And they're down by 8, 28-20, as Katina Watson's back into the game. 1:42 to go here in the third quarter. Benon at the top of the key now gives it up to her sister. Maggie with it, throws it up to Yates. Yates left to Katie Benon. Benon inside to Maggie. Maggie comes back out towards the top of the key. Ball stolen by Huddleston. Huddleston breaks ahead of the play, all alone to the hoop, and can't get it to go. Oh, it rolls off. Bad break there for Sitka. Huddleston made a nice steal, pushed it up the far side, went in all alone. Ball just rolled off. Huddleston nearly with another steal. Ball's on the floor, body's diving after it. And Huddleston gets their hands on it. Jump ball call, but it's going to go back to Sitka. So the Lady Wolves showing some hustle here. 108 to play in this third quarter. Lady Wolves trying to stay perfect in the conference. They'll be 10-0 if they can hold on here. As they get closer and closer to that regular season title and a first round bye at Region 5. Starts February 29th down in Ketchikan. Ball goes to Huddleston on the baseline. Huddleston drives. Right hander's up and in. Huddleston stops the bleeding for Sitka with a bucket from the baseline. And it's 30-20. Lead back into double digits for Sitka. 42 seconds to play in the quarter. Melissa Castle just standing a foot or two in front of half court with the ball in her hips. She puts the dribble down now. As Pippen comes out after her. Craig looks like they're trying to play for one shot here. Katie Denon with his 20 seconds to play. Castle now, ball in her hips. Goes to left for Yates. Yates to Denon. Maggie over on the far side. Now Yates again. She'll fire the two. And thanks off his last. No good. 8 seconds to play. Here's Watson across half court. Watson throws it right for Kubik. Kubik, long three-pointer. No good. And rebound is down to Denon. That time, the long distance lead is no good. So Kubik got a pretty good look at the basket. Didn't really have a chance to set her feet. Shot is no good. And after three quarters here at Sitka High, it is the Lady Wolves 30 and the Craig Lady Panthers 20. So 10-point lead for Sitka. Play back to the studio for about 60 seconds and come back here with the fourth quarter on KRPB and KIFW 12:30 a.m.
Brought to you in part by Silver Bay Seafoods, located in Craig, Alaska, who say good luck to all the players this season. Support for Panther basketball comes from Tyler Rental in Craig, with equipment and tools for all your construction and home repair needs. Now featuring Milwaukee power tools, steel chainsaws, Subaru generators, and all your welding and safety supplies. Tyler Rental, supporting our student activities. This broadcast brought to you in part by Petro Marine Services, big supporters of all the coaches, players, and managers who help make the high school basketball season one of the most exciting times of the year for all of us fans. Petro Marine Services, Alaska owned and operated since 1959. The Craig Booster Club proudly sponsors Craig Panther Basketball on KRBD. The club supports school activities and provides scholarships through memberships and business sponsorship. Support your Panthers. Family memberships in the Booster Club are $50 and individual memberships are $25. Go Panthers!
Lady Panthers have the ball to start the fourth quarter, and we're underway here. 8 minutes to play in this one. Sitka High on top, 30-20. Double-digit lead for the Lady Wolves as the fourth quarter gets under the way. That's Johnson driving the lane, lost the ball. Foul comes in. Foul's going against Sitka. I didn't really see it. And it goes against Carly Fuller, her second. It's been a very clean game here. Just four fouls combined against these two teams in the second half. Neither team made the bonus in the first. That's unusual here in Southeast, particularly in Pittsburgh. These officials usually call these games very close. Ball comes to Johnson here for Craig. She gives it up to Katie Denon. Denon trying to get it inside. And ball tipped away. Steal by Sitka High. Here comes Fuller. Fuller lost it. Denon took it back. She goes in. Scores. Maggie Denon with the quick hands there. And the lead is down to 8%. Sydney Riggs goes by a couple defenders, gives it up to Megan Reed. And Reed just loses out of bounds. Lady Wolves have been a little bit sloppy with the basketball here tonight. They've struggled with turnovers. The ball goes back to Craig. 30-22, 8-point lead for the Lady Wolves. Katie Denon has it at the top of the key. Stops the dribble now, throws it right to her sister. Maggie stops the dribble, high post now for Kurlikowski. Kurlikowski turns, gives it back to Denon. Trying to get it into the post for Castle. Castle's posting on Watson. Craig moving the ball around the perimeter. Eager to get it down inside for Castle. Good job by Watson fronting her. Castle finally does get the ball near side wing. Castle driving on Watson, and the whistle comes in. So Watson with a tough assignment there. And Coach Group is telling her that she wants to go right every time. Group is telling Christina to cut off that right hand of Castle. Haven't seen her go left once yet tonight. Castle's a good scorer. You got to try to force your left. What Coach Koop is saying. 6:51 to play fourth quarter. 30-22. Hits the lead. Ball comes into Maggie Denon on top of the key. Three-pointer. Rolls around. Shot no good. Rebound down to Megan Reed. Reed to Watson. Watson long pass ahead for Riggs. Three on two break for Sitka. And Riggs slows it down. And Craig does a good job getting back. Reed now top of the key. Gives it back to Riggs. Riggs. And trying to throw it into the post. To Reed. The pass was tipped away, but it came right back to Riggs. Riggs grabbed it and scored it. So Riggs gets away with one there, nearly turns it over. But right place, right time, and she picks it up and scores. 32-22. Sitka back up by 10. And Craig just cannot consistently get the stop they need to make this a game. There's a jumper by Cage and on from about 17 feet. And it's 32-24. Fouls called against Craig as Lady Panthers putting the full court pressure on. Ball comes into Sydney Riggs off the inbound. Riggs over on the far side working on Johnson. Double team coming on the back side. Riggs with court awareness gives it up. Ball comes all the way around to Fuller. She's near side. Now she throws it to Watson. Watson looking inside for Reed. Ball tipped by Denon. 5:55 to go here in the fourth. Playing into an 8-point lead. Lady Panthers kind of refusing to go away here in this one. After losing big last night, lob pass to 80 in the lane off the inbound. 80 takes contact, and they're going to whistle a foul. I think that's going to go against Castle. And that's the second on Melissa Castle, the fourth on Craig. So we'll see if we can get one of these teams into the bonus here in the fourth quarter. It'd be very unusual for a game to go by here at Sitka High without one team getting into the bonus. The officials usually don't allow that to happen. Ball comes into 80 on the block. She throws it back out to Watson. Pass is wild, and it goes the other way. Coach Cooper's frustrated. There have been a bunch of turnovers tonight for Sitka High. And that's a big reason why Craig is still in this ballgame. They're down 8 with the ball. 32-24. 5:40 to go in the fourth. Denon at the top of the key throws it left for Johnson. Johnson right to Denon. Denon to Castle, near side wing. Castle inside to Katie Denon. Get back over for Johnson. Johnson thought about a three, pulled it down, looks to drive, lost the ball, comes down to Kurlikowski, back to Johnson, long jumper, missed everything, and goes out of bounds. Johnson had a decent look at the basket that time. Air mailed it. and the ball goes back to Sitka. Huddleston's back into the game. Reed, Watson, Huddleston, Pippen, and 84 Sitka. Ball comes into Huddleston. Full court pressure from Craig. They're looking at his own trap. 2-1. And Sitka the cross half court, but it's stolen by Katie Denon. Denon's on the floor after gives it to Johnson. Johnson ahead to Maggie Denon all alone in the lane. She scores it. 32-26, a 6-point lead for Sitka. We got a ball game here, folks. 5 minutes to go in the fourth quarter. Craig down to 6 points. Sitka high with the ball. Up 32-26. Megan Reed near side, and Sitka throws it away. Reed trying to get it to Pippen. Coach Krupa looks nonplussed over there on the bench, sitting there with his arms crossed. As the Lady Wolves continue to be careless with the basketball, they are letting Craig hang around. Lady Panthers looking for an upset here. Looking to end this undefeated season for Sitka. Ball comes to Kurlikowski, high post. Now Denon, top of the key, throws it right to Johnson. Johnson to Castle. Castle at the top, working on Watson. Castle throws it left to Denon. Katie Denon drives to the elbow. Now kicks it out to Johnson. Johnson drives. Johnson to the hoop. The right-hander shot no good, but she's fouled. Craig kind of running a weave offense as they pass the ball around the perimeter until somebody sees a little daylight, and then they're driving it. That time it was Johnson. Jeanetta Johnson, sophomore, misses the first. 4:34 to play in the fourth quarter here. Sitka High up six. Closest Craig has been since late in the second quarter. One more for Johnson. And can't get it to go. Good job by Watson on the rebound. Watson coming up the near side. Takes a bump from Johnson. So the officials starting to call it a little more closely here as this game kicks down. Like I said, I don't think they were going to let this one go without a kick to the bonus. 4:30 to play in this one. 32-26, Sitka up six with the ball. Kendall Pippen near side, double team, throws it back on top of Watson. High post for Reed. Reed draws the crowd and lost the ball. Taken away by Craig. Here comes Castle across that board for Craig. Bounces it to Katie Denon. Jumper is no good. Comes out 15 feet for the rebound down to Jeanetta Johnson. High post for Kurlikowski. Katie Denon has it back. Top of the key for Johnson. Johnson over to Maggie Denon. Gets it back to Katie. Long two-pointer. Misses everything. Soraya 80 grabs the board. 80 has to be in double digits for rebound. Under 4 minutes to play. Sticking with the ball. They need a bucket. It's been a while for Lady Wolves. Katina Watson near side of the lane. Skips it over to Pippen. Pippen high post to Reed. Reed inside for Soraya 80. And 80 gets a bucket. It's been a long time between buckets there for the Lady Wolves. And 80 scores on the baseline to make it 34-26. Three-pointer by Katie Denon on the other end. Rolls around off no good. And another board for Soraya 80. Huddleston takes it, and Huddleston pushes it up, and the whistle comes in. Sticky sack foul call there as they get the non for Ryden Huddleston. Number six on Craig, so odds are we will get the bonus here. Huddleston to inbound, throws it in for the freshman, Sid Riggs. Riggs back to Huddleston. 3:25 to go, Sticky up eight with the ball. Riggs now. Bounces it right for Fuller. Fuller skips it over for Huddleston. Pass stolen. It was Johnson who got a hand on it. Grabbed it and came down. Craig coming the other way. Maggie Denon to Katie Denon. Denon's at the top of the key. Stops her dribble. Riggs out there. Now high post to Kurlikowski. Kurlikowski nearly lost it. Riggs has a hand on it. Dives after it. Hustle play there by the freshman. Fearless and scrappy is Sydney Riggs. And we get a jump ball call, so it's going to go back to Sitka on the possession arrow. Coach Krupa wants a timeout to talk it over. 2:57 to go here in the fourth quarter. It is Sitka High at 34, Craig 26. Send it back to the studio for about 60 seconds here on KRBD in Ketchikan. And 12:30 a.m. KISW in Sitka.
On Tuesday, February 21st, Scott Griffith with the Veterans of Foreign Wars Service Organization will be available at the Ketchikan VFW to meet with and assist local veterans with their VA benefits questions and concerns. For more information, call 907-465-2987. That's Tuesday, February 21st at the Ketchikan VFW from 1 p.m. to 6 p.m.
Tune in to KRBD weekdays at 5:20 p.m. for the KRBD Evening Report. We'll fill you in during the drive home on the latest local and regional news, information you need to know, in depth and in detail. The KRBD Evening Report. Listen for it right here on your community radio station, KRBD Ketchikan.
.56 to go in the fourth quarter. Lady Wolves have the ball up 8. Sydney Riggs bounces it to Huddleston. Huddleston back to Riggs. Craig is stuck with that zone. It's a tie 3-2 all game. Has given Sixers some problems. Sydney Riggs with the ball throws it left to Kubik. Kubik skips it to Huddleston. Huddleston looks to drive, draws the crowd out to Riggs. Three-pointer. Got it! Big shot by Sydney Riggs. Three-pointer from the far wing. And that puts it back up by 11. That is a big shot. As the lead goes back to double digits on the three by Riggs with about 2:30 to go. Craig with the ball now. Yates looks to drive. And the foul comes in. That's going to go against the Raya 80. And Yates will head to the free throw line. 2:17 to go on this one. Craig has hung around here. This is a good Craig game. And we'll see what we can hear from them at the Region 5 tournament. But Craig's going to be tough. Lady Panthers, I'm looking at the standings. They're going to end up with either the second or the third seed. And they could have a seed battle with Mount Edgecombe potentially in the second round at Region 5. Yates misses the first and banks in the second. So the lead back to 10. Huddleston has the stick. It goes by a couple defenders. Lobs it in for Kubik. Kubik bounce past the 80-80 in the lane. Scores! Dry 80 has come up with some big buckets in the second half. And we're under 2 minutes to go now. Sitka up 39-27. 12-point lead for the Lady Wolves. That matches their biggest lead of the night. Pardon me, they're up 14 at 28-14 there in the third quarter. We've got a timeout on the floor here by Craig. 1:46 to go in the fourth quarter. Lady Wolves in control here. They're up 39-27. We'll take a 30-second break on KRBG and KISW, 12:30 a.m. in Sitka.
Very rich.
Are you ready for lush harmonies and sweet spellbinding arrangements? Moira Smiley and Voco bring their captivating performance to Ketchikan on Saturday, March 3rd, 7:30 p.m. at the Saxman Tribal House. A perfectly balanced a cappella trio gussied up with cello, percussion, and hot arrangements are guaranteed to have you stomping your feet. Tickets and info from the Arts Council, 225-2211 or ketchikanarts.org.
Craig has the ball here, down 12, 1:46 to go. Lady Panthers got to get going right now if they have designs on a comeback. Time running short for Craig. Sinan has the ball over on the far side. They need to find Castle. They get it to Yates. Yates to Johnson. Johnson thought about driving. Foul line lane. Johnson with a wild shot. No good, but the whistle comes in. And another foul call. It's going to be number 7, so we do hit the bonus. Yates is going to shoot 2. So if you're Craig, you do like the chance to score here with the clock stopped. Time is of the essence for the Lady Panthers here. Just 94 seconds to go in this one. And they're down 12. Yates at the line with a chance to make it 10. But the Lady Panthers need a steal or two, and they need a couple threes. Watch out for Castle. Yates gets the ball here from the official Gary McCarty. Bends your knees, here it comes, and it's up and no good off the front rim. One more for Yates. Excuse me, that's Johnson at the line. And here it comes, it's up and in. 39-28, ball comes into Riggs. Riggs going hard up the far side, comes to the middle of the court now, throws it right for Watson. Watson says, obviously, Watson, foul line, lane. And, ooh, Watson got bailed out. Got away with the travel there, and the foul comes in. It's going to be 1-1, so we do hit the bonus here with 1:26 to go in the game. 39-28. And the scoreboards have gone off here at Sitka High. They've kind of been blinking a couple times. They're back on there now. 39-28, 11-point lead for the Lady Wolves. And they will have a chance basically to ice this game at the free throw line here. These two by Watson will go a long way. And that one's up no good. It's a rebound down to Craig. Let's see if the Lady Panthers can make this interesting. Castle ahead for Katie Denon. They got to get it back to Castle. They're looking for her. They get it to her. Castle, top of the key, fire. No good off the front rim. Just missed that one. Katie Denon goes hard after it. But out of bounds off Craig. Ball goes back to Sitka. 70 seconds to go now. And Lady Wolves up by 11 as they look to go 10-0 in the conference. It was a season ago that this Craig team went 12-0. And they won the Region 5 tournament to make their first ever trip to state. It was amazing. That was a very tough Craig team. They ran into some trouble up that state, lost their first game. They did rally for a win. The Lady Wolves came in as the second seed on the Southeast last back and ended up higher than Craig. So they had bragging rights and all was said and done. Here's Denon for three. That one's no good. 50 seconds to go now. Castle with the rebound. Castle with the drive, and she scores. 39-30. Sydney Riggs quickly ahead. Bounces it over to Kubik. Kubik goes up. Can't get it to go. Craig has the ball back down. 9 points. Here's a steal by Sydney Riggs, but it comes down to Castle. Castle has it taken away by 80. So Sitka with the ball now. 30 seconds to play. Craig had a chance there. Down 9 with the ball. But a big steal by 80. And there's a foul against Craig, so Bettina Watson is going to head to the line here. This one getting close to being out of reach. 27 seconds is a lot of time. These free throws could probably ice it here for Sitka. Watson will shoot a 1-1. Here comes the first, and that one's up, and no good. Watch out. Here comes Craig. See if they can find Castle. Denon gets cut off, throws it ahead to Castle. Castle looks to drive. Got no good, but she's fouled. So this Craig team just refuses to go away. Castle's going to go to the free throw line here. 19 seconds to go. If Castle could make these two, it'd be a 7-point game. Still three possessions. I mean, it's a tough row to hoe here for Craig. It would be a Reggie Miller-esque performance. The Lady Panthers are somehow able to pull this one out. Castle makes the first. 19 seconds to go. Castle will get one more from the line, and she gets it. Rebound down to Megan Reed. Here's Waffen. Waffen is fouled. Waffen has missed her last two. 8-point lead for Sitka. Waffen could make it 9 or 10 here. Waffen's going to head to the line here. 16.1 seconds to go. She's missed her last two from the line. See if she can break that streak. Bends her knees. Here it comes. And it's in. So 40-31. This one just about in the book for Sitka as Watson gets the free throw. She gets one more. This win will make Sitka 10-0 in the conference. And Watson hits it. So 41-31. Two free throws for Watson. Here comes Craig the other way. Denon, long two-pointer. Shot no good. Rebound down to Soraya 80. Has it stolen by Johnson. 2 seconds to go. Johnson puts up a two-pointer. Shot no good. Castle there for the rebound. But there's the buzzer. It wasn't pretty. But the Lady Wolves pull out the 10-point win, 41-31. They led by 7 at the half. And they pulled away in that third quarter with a 7-0 run to start the quarter. Closest Craig got in the second half was 8. So Sitka really was in control of the ball game pretty much the whole way here. And the Lady Wolves win. That makes the Lady Wolves, by my tally, 19-3 overall, 10-0 in the conference. So they are closing in on a Region 5 regular season title. If Mount Edgecombe loses tonight against Haynes over at BJ McGillis, that'll clinch the title for the Lady Wolves. All that remains for Sitka is two games next weekend with Mount Edgecombe at the home-and-home series, so they'll play one here at Siska High and then cross the bridge to play number two over at Edgecombe. One more time, the final score, 41-31. Siska High pulls out a win over Craig. Craig falls to 6-4 in the conference. The Lady Panthers trying to hold on to stay in that two or three seed so they can avoid the second-round matchup with Siska. It's a pretty good Craig team. Melissa Castle had a good night tonight. But the non-sisters are very tough. They're a scrappy athletic bunch, but Siska High just a little too much for them tonight. They win 41-31. That is going to do it for us here. Thank you for listening to High School Basketball on KRBD, going out to Prince of Wales and KIFW, 12:30 a.m. in Siska.
In basketball, that home court advantage is key.